been waiting all day for opening night, waiting for the show to arrive. Cruel twist of fate that the MLB, and I hate when people say that, the Major League Baseball forced Guardians fans to wait till 10 o'clock at night to watch their defending American League Central champions kick things back off. Let us know if you stayed up late. We're up late. We're recording today's podcast.
Stephen Kwan just popped up, popped out.
Spoiler alert, dude.
Just saying, like, you know, that's you can time it up.
This is Locked On Guardians.
You are Locked On Guardians, your daily podcast on the Cleveland Guardians, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
If I'm out here spoiling things, Old Yeller gets rabies and gets shot at the end. Bruce Willis is a ghost and Darth Vader is Luke's dad. So there we go. You can comment angrily below. And Sean Connery is somehow Spanish in the Highlander movie. I don't explain that one. No one will ever understand that. But of course, I had to throw that in there. Some Star Wars, some Highlander. This is Locked On Guardians. You may not believe me based on that opening. You're going to be looking down a lot because right now I've got the screen down here. It is opening day. We have been waiting for this to happen. I want to first say that today's episode is brought to you by the Game Time app. Download the app, create an account, use the code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Last minute tickets, lowest price is guaranteed. If you want tickets, you might as well get $20 off. Low fee service. It makes sense to use them at least once. Over there is Just Time. Jeff, I want to say thank you to Mariners fans. It truly helped goose our numbers. And when they disagreed, very politely disagreed with us in the comments. We really like this Mariners team. I think DePoto's done a fantastic job. I think they're pitching top to bottom, might be the best in baseball. One can make a case if you look at rotation and bullpen. The combination is fantastic. I just have some questions. There's some uncertainty at the bottom, you know, after the top four. I'm just gonna say that and leave it there. But you know, want to say thank you to them. I want to say thank you for listening to Locked On Guardians. We have you covered every day. Your
even
team,
when the team
every
plays
day,
10 o'clock at night, we have you covered.
And yeah, this is what it was. The last one I got to say. Thank you for making Locked On Guardians your first listen today and every day, wherever it is you get podcasts. Now that I have that all done,
are Mariners fans so nice because they are basically Canadians because they're so close to Canada?
No, I think the thing that Mariners fans and Cleveland fans can identify with is the Mariners are the only team that have never been to the World Series, right? I think I saw a Mariners fan put that in their comments. So, like, they understand what it's like to not get over the hump. To have some great teams. But they've had some great teams. They've had, like, iconic players. But they just – one could argue – in my lifetime, the Seattle Mariners have had more iconic players than any team in baseball.
Griffey, A-Rod.
Randy Johnson. Ichiro. Like, you know, they really, you know, that's quite a bit there with those guys. You know, Eugenio Suarez. I'm kidding. But.
Jeff, before we get too deep. Take your victory lap. Save your wind. Save your breath. Take your victory lap right now.
So, you know, it wasn't that hard to figure out what Trevor Stephan was going to make. And I didn't get it perfectly. Some people said I got it perfectly. I said it'd be 4 years for $10 million, which was 100% on. I thought each option year would be $8 million. It was only 7.25 and 7.5. So I was 750,000 off. So I didn't get it perfectly. But I got it pretty darn close. And that was just, I just studied the Class A contract. There wasn't anything, wasn't inside information. It wasn't anything beyond that. I looked at what was provided and thought, logically, he is older in Class A. The numbers aren't as good. What is the comparable? What makes sense? And yeah, I nailed the 4 years, $10 million, and was very close on the other two. And yeah, you heard it for here first. Because before that ever was released, we recorded, we uploaded, I beat everyone to that one. So that was pretty funny to see. But
reveal your sources, Jeff. Reveal your sources.
Logic, reasoning, and you know, using reference data that was readily available to everyone. I did one time back in the day talk with Trevor Stephens' father through Facebook messages. I actually went to message him and just be like, hey, congratulations. I couldn't do it anymore. He found my Facebook account is a draft writer and messaged me in there because he had liked what I had said about his son. Like, you know, parents will be very quick sometimes to let you know. But he's like, I guess he had listened to a few places and he thought Locked On Guardians actually had the best scouting report on Trevor at the time. At the time, he said, you know, don't quote him on things. I'm not going to say any of the things he said. It was just he said kind words. It wasn't like there's a really quote him on. But yeah, I did talk to his dad like a week after he came to this organization. Also, I mean, 100% now, the greatest Rule 5 pick in this franchise history passes Tom Waddell, the Scotman, who was a closer. They've been really awful at the Rule 5, and he is far and away the best they've had.
Yeah, not even close. What a great story, too, for Trevor Stephens, by the way, because not only is he a Rule 5 pick, he was a Rule 5 pick going into the 2021 season. Coming after there was no 2020 season, yeah. He was, what, at, I believe, Double-A?
Double-A. And he was a starter. He had never been anything but.
Yeah,
he was a JUCO guy. Right? He went to Arkansas and was dominant. I did talk to his agent that year, and I really thought he said the Guardians liked him. And I think I talked about on this podcast back then. The Guardians liked him out of college, but they ended up taking Ty Freeman, I want to say, that year. And I'm blanking on Freeman was the comp pick. I'm blanking who was the second round pick that year instead. But got their guy.
2017?
Maybe. It all kind of blends together in my head, if I'm being honest. But like, he ended up going, he had the fifth or sixth highest bonus in the third round. The Yankees paid him a decent amount. He was awesome in that way. To me, that's always one of those things that I look for. It's like, when you go to the SEC and you go from a lesser conference to that conference and you are a dominator from the drop, that's going to make me perk up. Now, he wasn't their Friday starter. That was Blaine Knight, another guy who, if you want to talk about a miss, I was huge on Blaine Knight as a draft eligible sophomore, then a little bit less as a junior. And it just didn't come together for Blaine. But it was a really fun weekend.
Yeah, great story, though,
for watching them.
For Trevor Stephens.
Yes, and a deserved contract. And if we want to be completely cynical, that contract just made his trade value go through the roof.
Yes, every contract is trade ammo. It's trade juice, absolutely. Although, if you go by MLB, what is it? Baseball trade values?
I haven't been to that site. I don't go to that site, so I don't know.
Yeah. Roster news. So, not unexpected. You know, it was unexpected that the Guardians would carry three catchers, but when they said they were going to, these were the two most obvious moves. It depended on how long they felt like Trevor or Cody Morris is going to be out for. So Cody Morris, the 60-day IL, this is the third straight season Cody Morris opens the year on the 60-day IL. 2021, it was a core muscle issue. Last year, it was a lat, and this year it is a lat again. So that is super unfortunate for Cody Morris, but that creates a roster spot for one of the catchers. And then they designated Jason Billis for assignment. Really, I don't think either of us are surprised by that. I think it just came down to who was going to be out longer, Morris or McKenzie. And I don't know, maybe that's good news on McKenzie that he didn't go to the 60, right? I guess they could have placed both of them on the 60 if they wanted to. But, you know, Jason Billis, good timing for the Guardians to do that, by the way, because doing it today when all the other teams had to make their final roster moves today to get guys on the roster and continue to shape things, like, pretty unlikely he will get claimed at this point, right? I mean, guys did place players on the IL today, like the Mets placed Verlander on the IL, yeah. And they put Edwin Diaz on the IL. So there might be some open spots some places, but this is one of those days where you can feel like, oh, maybe they just kind of snuck him through, right? Like, this is the last second they could do it, and it might work out that way. But I don't know. I think it's a good attempt by them to sneak Billis through. And I'm gonna take the optimistic approach and say the fact that it was Morris going on the 60 and not McKenzie, that McKenzie won't be out too long. What say you?
Yeah, I still think he's probably like 6 to 8 weeks when it's all said and done. I still think more to the high end of that. Morris, it just stinks because it's this guy can't stay healthy. They both have back injuries. It's the both terrace injuries, yeah, for both of those two.
Is it terrace major for Cody Morris? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it was Terrace Major, but it's Terrace. It was. When I got the report from the Guardians, both of them had Terrace injuries. I noticed that. I don't know if it's the same.
Cody Morris was Lat again.
Is there a Terrace Lat? They both said Terrace in the in theirs. I can pull up and look and see. But you know, the one thing I'll say about Jason Billis is, I think it is kind of the genius time to see if this guy can get through, and you know what will happen with him. Terrace, yeah, right. Terrace major strain for both. Yeah,
it is.
But again, like Trevor Stephan was more effective in the minors, but what they're trying to do with Jason Billis is exactly what they did with Trevor Stephan. It's that guy who's always been a starter, try to move him to the pen, clean him up, take him from an organization that isn't necessarily great at development. Now Chicago's had some guys that they have really helped along, but the general developmental train in the minors hasn't been spectacular for a while. So I think it's a perfect situation.
Yeah, absolutely. perfect situations, not always easy to buy tickets to your favorite upcoming event. Buying tickets to your favorite event should not be stressful. Game Time is the fast and easiest way to buy tickets for all sports, music, movie, comedies, all those things near you. They have killer deals on last minute tickets at their best price guarantee. You can stop stressing over tickets and getting hyped for the fun you're going to have at your event. Guardians opening day is super close to sold out. I'm pretty sure they're calling it a sellout. There are some tickets available, but if you do not want to go through the stress of finding, you know, a ticket that's not standing room only anywhere else, or if you're looking for Cavs playoff tickets, be on the lookout for Cavs playoff tickets. Game Time's got flash deals and last minute tickets. Easy way to find and buy tickets for every event. And if you're like me, you want to eliminate more stress, you want to find out where you're sitting. I did buy tickets to opening day for Cleveland one year, and I thought they were in seats, and it turns out they were standing room only. I goofed that up. If I would have been able to do that on Game Time, they have images of seat views. I would have been able to see my view. So that would help me out a lot and not put me in a bad situation that Cleveland did rectify for me, by the way, thankfully. Lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection. Game Time is the place for last minute tickets. Planning months in advance is done. Game Time has tickets right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals on tickets for any sporting event, concert, or comedy show. The Game Time guarantee means you will always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section or row for less, Game Time is going to credit you 100%, 110%, look at that, 110% of the difference. Snag tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use Locked On MLB for $20 off your first purchase. So that means if you want to buy opening day tickets on Game Time, get $20 off by redeeming the code Locked On MLB. Terms do apply. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
So, you know, just to kind of do our check in with the game itself, Shane Bieber, that slider already looking nasty. Had a runner on base, full count, and a nice little pitch there to get out of the inning. We're through one, and tight affair, as we would all expect through one inning with these two teams pitching. A lot of pitching strength they have.
All right, Jeff, now is the time. You were Jeff Stradamus yesterday with the Trevor Stephan news. Now is the time to really put your money where your mouth is on predictions. Do you want me to start first? We didn't give our predictions yesterday on the show because we were waiting until today because there was no time. We had a lot to talk about. There's not a lot of time today either, but we knew we were not going to get through the length of the game tonight because of the West Coast start. So we saved our predictions for tonight. Do you want me to start, Jeff, or do you want to start?
Yeah, why don't you start so I know where we're going? This is a lot of these predictions are not going to be as well researched as that. It's going to be more my gut feel having watched stuff. I'm not always great at predictions, nor am I. I don't tend to look at them a ton. But then again, I think that's a bonus because a year ago, like when I did look at predictions, I just got really annoyed at people underestimating the Guardians.
That's fair. I was one of them. Excuse me. All right, in the AL East, I have the Toronto Blue Jays. Who's your division winner in the AL East? I'm not going to go through all five. I have the Boston Red Sox finishing last. If any angry Boston Red Sox fans are out there,
then I will pick the Boston Red Sox to be in first. God. No, I'm kidding. You know, I would go with the Yankees if it wasn't for like every flipping pitcher they have. Like, getting their arm amputated, right? That's what's happening there. It, just so many arm injuries. Yeah, I guess I think it has to be the Blue Jays. I think they make sense. But I really like Tampa. You know, I really like New York. I really like Baltimore. That division is going to be an absolute slugfest.
It really is. We'll save the AL Central for last. So NL East, I have the Braves. That's going to be a tight division. I think it could be chalk like last year, to be honest with you. I have the Braves.
In our little power rankings. People are going to get mad and insult me in the comments again because I'm interrupting and can't pronounce things. Can I just state this again? This is my little COA. I'm dyslexic. It is a common issue for dyslexic people to have a hard time with pronunciation. Guides don't work. Memorization doesn't work. So if you get offended by it, I'm sorry. I love Stuff You Should Know with Josh and Chuck. If anyone else, that's one of my favorite podcasts. They have the same issue. I don't know if they have the disability or not, but like it's a common issue. I'm sorry. I can't fix it. It's not something I can physically fix. Having said that, I voted three of the top five teams in baseball out of the NL East. So for as much as I say that the, you know, American League East is a dogfight, this one, I voted the Braves the best team in baseball. Like, I really like the Braves. So I have them there, but the Mets and Phillies are close behind. And, you know, the Washington Nationals are just a hair's breadth away from being maybe the worst team ever created. So you got that.
Nats fans, don't come for Jeff. Okay.
You're going to get some nice next year's draft looks spectacular. Hopefully you have some luck in the lottery. So,
oh yeah, you better. I would tank. I mean, no guarantees, but yeah. AL West. Yeah. AL West for all the Mariners fans that were angry with me yesterday. Mariners fans, chill out. I have winning the American League West.
They were kind though. Like I said, I'm going to defend the Mariners fans. They didn't get too uppity.
There were a couple who were like, "Oh, you're really underrating the Mariners," and
but it was my comments, not yours. It was because I don't trust some of the guys they added.
Well, don't come after me. I have the Mariners winning.
No, they're coming after me. I also have them winning that division. By the way, I also think they're the best team in the West. You and I are in agreeance on everything so far. Biggest surprise of the night. You and I are agreeing on things, but like I said, you know, T to B. I think that their pitching might be the best in baseball. They're the guys like Julio Rodriguez is an MVP candidate, maybe a sleeper, maybe a dark horse, but he's a future face of this league. Ty France is maybe the most underrated hitter in baseball. The top four hitters are spectacular. If they have some luck, you know, Suarez continues to perform well. Colton Wong has another year. I mean, he had a career year last year offensively. Like, they got a few question marks, but the pitching and then the core hitters, I mean, they're golden.
Pitching is going to carry them a long way this year.
Yes.
NL West, I have the San Diego Padres. I think San Diego Padres to me are the best team in the National League this year.
I wouldn't go best team in the National League, but I did put them top five in the power rankings. Because, I mean, the Dodgers outfield, oh boy. Like, the Dodgers have want to talk about a team with a questionable bottom of their lineup. For as much as, you know, the Dodgers have great prospects and this or that, that's a team that is go out and sign a guy. I mean, I understand they had like money concerns with the Bauer situation and they didn't want to go over it, but Trace Thompson couldn't make the Guardians and the Guardians were desperate for outfielders. I know he played really well last year. So there's that, but man, they're, you know, Chris Taylor was awful. They've got some weird things going on. So San Diego is just the more complete team right now.
Yeah, they are a complete team. I have them winning the division. NL Central. I have the Cardinals winning this division. I have some questions about their pitching, at least right now in the big league rotation. But if they can figure out how to get Matthew Liberatore up there and figure him out, Connor Thomas, I like a lot. And maybe this year we see, I don't know, maybe Gordon Graceffo, who I really like a lot. If they can get some of that, they're a lot like the Guardians. Their big league pitching staff is a little shaky and suspect, but if they get some of their prospects up and they take off, because that lineup is the best in baseball. I mean, Tommy Edman is their number nine hitter. It's a crazy good lineup. The Cardinals, to me, win the NL Central. And I don't think it's a very good division anyway, but the Cardinals win the NL Central for me.
See, I have some questions with their pitching.
Same thing.
You know, I know. It's more like how much do I buy in the Brewers? Like, with kind of the elite pitching that the Brewers have, that's kind of my internal thing. And if the Brewers promote some of those young players, this lineup of theirs could get a lot better and a lot more interesting. I do think right now it's the Cardinals' division to lose. I kind of wanted to go against you just so we wouldn't agree on everything, but I will go against you and say I think it might be a little tighter at the top. I think the Brewers have a chance to at least make it competitive if they don't sell.
Come back on the other side to hear who we have win the AL Central and the World Series. We'll give some quick hitters on awards and some Guardian-specific predictions. But first, our good friends at FanDuel.
So the term is heating up. There's no better place to get in the action than FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because right now new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bet. It's if your first bet doesn't win, just head to FanDuel.com/lockedon and sign up today. Don't miss your chance at a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. When you join FanDuel today, just go to FanDuel.com/lockedon to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel. And I know you got some FanDuel bets.
I got some bets tonight, so don't bet with me because I'm going to be wrong. But I put $10 on this. I have Julio Rodriguez to record a hit on a parlay. Andrés Giménez to record a hit. So far, I'm 0 for 2. Shane Bieber, 5-plus strikeouts. He's at 2. I feel pretty good about that. Luis Castillo, 5-plus strikeouts. He's got 1. I still feel pretty good. I've got the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, with an recording RBI. I haven't gotten that yet, but I feel like he will. Jose Ramirez to record 2 total bases. We'll see about that. And then I have the money line on the Guardians, which I believe was plus 104. Yeah, I think it was plus 104 and I took it. Maybe it says plus 130 now. But yeah, don't bet with me, but that's what I got tonight. And I'll try to do some of those throughout the year with our good friends from FanDuel. Okay, AL Central picks, Jeff. I'll let you go first this time. Are you picking the Guardians?
Part of me wants to say, like, no, just to, like, not feel too homerish or like not jinx them. I didn't pick them to win it last year, so I'm gonna say no just because I feel like I don't want to jinx them. And for all of my logic and reasoning, I don't know. There's points where I get weird, so I'll pick the Twins then. Because they massively improved their pitching and they were the healthiest team in baseball or the least healthy team in baseball a year ago, and maybe that's enough to overcome. And again, I don't want to jinx the Guardians. It's the same reason I refuse to draft a Cleveland player in any fantasy draft I'm in. I have weird superstition, which is even weirder when you consider like the whole picture of me being Mr. like on the numbers.
Yeah. I have the Guardians winning the division. I feel pretty good about things. I know pitching might be a question, but the rest of the division I don't really trust as much either, even though Dylan Cease and Pablo Lopez look good on opening night for them, but I still feel like the Guardians will get this done. They're the most balanced roster from top to bottom, and I think some of the pitching prospects will come up and shore things up a little bit. I know you're probably not going to do these. I'll just say my World Series is Mariners over Cardinals. Mariners fans, don't come for me ever again. I have the Mariners winning the World Series over the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think with their pitching, I would be tempted to have the Mariners in there. But I'd have Braves over Mariners in the World Series.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah. I said the Braves were my number one team in baseball, so that would mean I would expect them to win the World Series, right?
Yeah. I don't know if you want to do awards. I'll just throw out some awards I'm going to go with real quick. I have Ohtani.
I'll do some responses. I'll do just quick hit responses.
Ohtani, MVP.
I'm going to go Julio. I am going to go J-Rod.
Nice. NL MVP, Manny Machado. Like he was robbed last year.
I can never say his name.
Cunha.
Ronald.
Ronald Jr. Ronald McDonald Jr.
Ronald A. Yes, I'm going with Ronald A. You know, him being back and healthy, one of the stars of this league.
Good old Ronald.
And that will get the first run. Oh, no, that won the inning.
Yeah. Kevin Gausman, AL Cy Young.
Ooh, interesting. Man, what a great story he is, though. Like, from a guy who like who just couldn't like make teams to like a site. Did you say Orioles screwed him up and like it just he was let go by so many teams or didn't, so that's great. I'm gonna go Ohtani for Cy Young.
That's Cy Young and MVP, that'd be a lot of fun. Hasn't been done since Verlander. Aaron Nola, National League Cy Young. I almost went with Corbin Burns, but I went with Aaron Nola just because I didn't want to. Because I'll tell you why later. I'll tell you why. You can already guess, but I'll tell you why later.
because you're going to say he's going to be traded. I'll go there, Aaron Nola. I drafted
him. Spoiler alert.
In our fantasy league for a reason. Like when I was looking with my second round pick, I was like, Nola's such a safe guy. Big contract year.
AL MVP, Anthony Volpe. I know
Gunnar Henderson. Rookie of the year or MVP? You just said MVP. You're picking that's quite the statement there. No.
Rookie of the year, Anthony Volpe.
You heard it here first. Anthony Volpe, MVP, according to Justin.
Yankees fans are going to love me. No, rookie of the year, Anthony Volpe.
Yeah, I mean, we still see the New York bias. I mean, he's good. I'm lower on him than everyone else because I think he's a good player. I don't know if he's like trans. I don't think he's like the Julio Rodriguez class where he's all this the Rushman transcendent class. I think he's very good. I think could he do similar things like what Jimenez did? Absolutely. But yeah, I think there's still like a big city, big market bias we've seen with the rookie of the year voting. So I think he has an advantage.
NL rookie of the year. I have Jordan Walker. That seems like an easy one to me. I know that people are picking a lot.
Is he going to get a lot of playing? Is he going to get enough consistent playing time? Do we think?
I don't know why he'd be up otherwise. I play him. He looked great in spring training. I'm so mad that the Cardinals had the Guardians draft that year that I wanted. So
I mocked him several times, the guard, because that was the thing. Like, I had him in my top 20 players. No one else had him in their top 30. And I thought for sure, I'm like, this guy is really smart. He's really athletic. He's young. Like, there's so many great things. If he gets to Cleveland, I think they'll pounce, and he should get to Cleveland because most people think he's going to go in the second round. And then the Cardinals take him in 19. And I'm like, all the swear words.
So yes, no.
Yeah. No, I'll pick Joey Wyman. No, I'm kidding. I don't even know who's like, I don't know if I can name three rookies, like Blake Sable is up there, and I don't know if he plays or not, but like, I don't know enough rookies in the National League. So yeah, I think he's kind of the easy guy to go with.
And manager of the year. No, I'm kidding. We're not doing manager of the year. That's just ridiculous. All right, Jeff, some Guardian specific predictions as we get out of here. The Guardians will win how many games this year, Jeff, since you don't have them winning the division? Do you have them in the wild card?
I would say that they, ooh, jeez. Are you watching the Luis Castilla? Just got hit in the head.
Oh, no, not good. I didn't see it.
I mean, he seems to be fine, but like he got a liner off the, I'm not sure if it got his head or just his hair. You know, dude's got a fantastic flow, but my goodness, he looks fine. I'm happy he's fine. Yeah. I am happy.
His hair looked really good when it went up in the air like that.
Oh, no, I mean, he's got that. His hair is great. He's awesome.
He should do a head and shoulders commercial.
Yeah, I know that, you know, I complained about them not spending a lot of, man, I didn't know Brian Anderson made the Brewers. Today has been the day of me being like, I didn't know that guy was, it's like Nathan Lukes made the Blue Jays. Brian Anderson had a hit today for the Brewers. That's kind of the fun opening day, at least for me, is sometimes I don't pay attention to the other teams, so I get to see, but yeah.
All right, so Guardians.
87.5.
Does that get them wild? I don't have any reaction for that. I'm so flustered.
88 wins. 88 wins. Same as the number of keys on a piano. Because I think they're going to have less wins with just, I know some people are like, the schedule is a weak thing. And by some people hire them, it's like, oh, it's a harder schedule. You don't get to beat up the Tigers and the Royals as much.
Right.
But, you know, when I go through and I look at things, I think they're in the postseason. They're gonna make playoffs. Yes. I think they're in the postseason. If because it's what? Is it two? What? This is going to sound bad, but I can't remember. We got three wild cards now. See, this is a problem, too. I've been playing the Ultimate GM game where you get two wild cards. So that's what's in my head now because that's the game I've been playing. But it's, I would think like Cleveland, one team from the East, and then Houston. So
fair enough. I have the Guardians win the division. I say they will win 89 games just to go one more than you. What was the over-under we kept telling people to bet the over-on? Was it 86? Wasn't it like
86 or 84? Yeah. It was an even number.
I think the over-under was 86. We told people to bet the over. I'm going to say 89, and that wins in the division. It's going to be a lot harder for this division in general. How many All-Stars will the Guardians have this year, Jeff?
I think Class A and Jose are for sure. And I think Jimenez has a good chance, especially with Altuve being hurt. So I'm going to say 3.
So same as last year.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 4. I'm going to say joins them this year. So they'll say 4. with you. The Guardians will trade for blank at the trading deadline. I'm going to go first. It's going to be Corbin Burns. Let's be honest here. Next week, when we record on Thursday, April 6th, Ahmed Rosario will sign his extension. And then on July 20th, the Guardians will trade for Corbin Burns, trading Brian Rocchio. I'll say Corbin Burns either way. He had a bad start the first game. That's good, actually. I want to know what he had a bad start on his first day, start of the year. That gets the Brewers off to a rocky start. I hate rooting against the Brewers. I like the Brewers. I've always have. I don't like to root against them. Shout out August. I'm sure he's not listening, but shout out August. I don't want to root against them, but I need them to be bad so the Guardians can trade for Corbin Burns. Do you have any other names in mind?
Corbin Martin.
Corbin
Martin.
Okay.
Corbin Burnson. I think that's more likely they would trade for Corbin Burnson than for Corbin Burns, if we're being honest with the way that they are so loath to give up anything of value. It's going to be interesting. I don't know, like, where would they, like, a starter makes sense, but then also kind of doesn't make sense with all the young guys they want to promote and drive from within. So I guess my real answer is no one, that they don't make a trade at the deadline. We maybe see heavy activity in the off season because they'll trade Bieber. They'll have things a little more figured out. Oscar Gonzalez doesn't work, or, you know, if like all these things fall apart in the outfield, you could maybe then talk about like Brian Reynolds again. But I kind of feel like this is a year where we're not going to necessarily see a big move until maybe the offseason, where there could be a lot of big moves.
Yes or no, Jose Ramirez has a 30-30 season. I'm already on record saying yes, he has a 30-30 season, but I do say he's not going to win MVP. Shohei Ohtani.
No, I mean, I said no last time, so I have to be consistent on this.
All right. So I'm check me down, everybody out there. I said Jose Ramirez, 30-30 season. I wish that would win an MVP, but let's be honest here. Shohei Ohtani is just a different kind of beast.
Got Judge over under club a bunch of home runs. It's gonna be impossible for him to win from the market he's in.
It's on pace for 162 homers, so yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Over under on rookie debuts. All right, so I will tell you my rookie debuts this year. I don't have it out on my blog yet. If you want to find out where my blog is, I don't want to promote on the show. I'll let you know. But let me see here. My rookie debuts this year for Cleveland are George Valera, Joey Cantillo, Logan Allen, and Tanner Bibee. So that's four. A far cry from the 17 a year ago.
Did you count Heron in there?
Oh, okay. Tim Heron. So five. Yeah, I guess I should have counted Tim Heron. You're right.
Yeah. So I think Heron, Bibee, Espino, Allen, Cantillo, David Fry, I think it's up at some point. So six.
I did say David Fry. That's right. So I'm at six with, I said David Fry as well. Sorry.
So Fry gives me six. And then I think you eventually do see Valera for seven. So I think I'm going for seven myself.
Far cry from the 17 a year ago. Okay. Zips has Josh Bell projected, I believe, at 16 homers. Is that right? It is right. Wow. Over under on Josh Bell homers. I am going to say I'm taking the over on 16. I'm going to say 25.
Yeah, I would take the over. 25 seems about right. It seems good. If anyone's wondering what the oof was about, that was Joey Kent or Joey. That was Stephen Kwan getting to look foolish by Luis Castillo.
Luis Castillo's good. Yeah. Over under on Josh Naylor headbutts this year. I got 150. Three headbutts. One for every win, right?
He's going to be just headbutting everything. This is going to be the headbutt revenge tour.
I got three headbutts this year from Josh Naylor. And one of them is going to be headbutting his brother. When does Bo Naylor get called up?
It's probably going to be August. I'll say August 1st.
I'm going to say July. I'm going to say right after the All-Star break, Bo Naylor comes up. Right after the All-Star break. And our last one, this is a fun one. Over under on how many Tanner Bibee starts this season for the Guardians. I am going to say one, two.
Eight was my gut instinct. So I'll just stick with that before you count anything.
Yeah, I said 8 too. I'm going to go with 8 Tanner Bibee starts this year for the Guardians. Does he start a playoff game?
If he's caught up, yes.
Boom. Tanner Bibee starts a playoff game. He makes 8 starts. Heard it here first.
As long as, like, you know, if they're in a 3-game series, he is the starter in game 3.
I agree. He will start game 3 against the, who do I have them playing in the first round? I think I have to go back and look now, darn it. I hate going back and looking at things.
New York Yankees.
Do I have him facing the Yankees? I do have him facing the Yankees, actually. You're right. So game 3 against the Yankees. Tanner Bibee.
We might agree too much. Nestor Cortez. None of this, if you're curious, no, none of this is planned. This is all the things where I'm like, 8 starts. And then it's like, I'm like, Justin and I.
We haven't even been
podcasting really that long.
Under a year. Hasn't even been a year yet.
Wavelength. Is.
Yes. All the way from Wisconsin to Northeast Ohio, where it's 10:48. Any last thoughts, Jeff? I know this is a low scoring game as we thought.
There's the hit and then 2-3 on the other side. It's been funny because, you know, I talk smack about JP Crawford and Eugenio Suarez and then they both have hits. So, yeah. That's the way of it. Again, I really like our comp of Crawford and Ahmed Rosario that we talked about yesterday. If you missed that, there is a lot of ground to compare those two players. And when you look at what Crawford got as a contract, you would think that Rosario's would be lower. So if that's what it's going to be and they do end up re-signing him for less than Crawford got, I am personally all for making that big trade for someone like Corbin Burns. That has not been their MO, but if they could go out and do that, I would be all in for that.
Trade for Corbin Burnson. That's all I'm saying. Corbin Burnson, not a great third baseman, a good detective. Let's see if you get that.
Yeah, he was a decent lawyer in the 90s as well.
He was a good lawyer.
Never watched LA Law, but I remember hearing about it.
He was a half decent father and a good detective.
On Psych, is that we're going for that one? Yes, I enjoyed Psych as well.
I don't have a pineapple to reference.
No, I don't. I don't have one either. but
that's it for the week.
Nice catch there by Miles Straw.
You're ahead of me. Way to go. Spoiler alert. You're ending the show the way you started. Spoiler alert.
Spoil everything. Spoiler. Team spoiler. We're going along because it's opening day and we're having some fun with it. And you should be happy. Baseball is back, right? Baseball is back. Let's enjoy this. Let's not show the replay of Stephen Kwan hurting himself from a year ago. I don't really need to be with that. Yes. But
on Monday to recap the series.
Yeah, and then who knows? Maybe we'll go live here in a little bit while we're doing some post. I'll see what Justin's thoughts are if we have availability. But thank you all for watching, listening, rating, and reviewing. Thank you to our Mariner friends. I got to say, the Cleveland fans, the Mariners come in and just double our watch views. Our third best video of all time is almost exclusively thanks to Mariner fans. We owe a lot to them. They come in and help out the numbers. Take control of this podcast, Cleveland fans. Let's get your numbers back up. But thank you to everyone, no matter who you're rooting for. I'll say on like 90% of the times that Seattle isn't facing Cleveland, we will be rooting for Seattle as a pair of hosts here who like them. So there is that. But we will 100% of the time be rooting for Cleveland. So go, go, Guardians. Go.